That's better. That's better. Started out on my walk, turned on the recorder, and I came up with a low battery indicator blinking, and like to the point it wouldn't even let me record at all. I don't know how that happened. I don't know. I haven't used this specific recorder in whenever my last, about 3 weeks ago, something like that. So I had to hightail it back home real fast and change the batteries, and now it seems to be fine. Apparently there's about 47 hours worth less, left before this thing would be filled up. I mean, it never gets close to that because I always, after I release stuff or I save stuff in other places or whatever, I'll delete it off this recorder. So anyway, Radio for Shambles time. I'm recording this on Wednesday, March 2nd, 2022. It's 10:25 a.m. and I'm on my morning walk. It's about, oh God, I just looked at the temperature. What did it say? Let's see what it said. Do-do-do-do-do. 46 degrees. High of 64 degrees. And apparently we're supposed to get light rain within the next hour or two, but it doesn't look like it at all. Very sunny. Feels nice. Got back from Disney World a week ago today. Late at night. We took a 6 p.m. flight back from Orlando to Midway Airport in Chicago, and then drove back home. Got back about midnight last Wednesday night, and then Thursday we all worked or went to school. Wife and I worked. Daughter went to school. So we got a cheap rate for that flight, to be fair. If we'd gotten an earlier flight earlier in the day, it would have cost considerably more for the point in time when we booked it, which was about a year ago. Had a great trip. Great trip. The only thing negative I can say about it is that it's over. Otherwise everything went very well. And if it sounds like I'm walking fast, I kind of am. Trying to increase my walking pace, and also I want to get all the way around the block within my break time and not go over. But yeah, Disney World, oh my God. We hadn't been since 2016, we've now gone on 3 Disney cruises and 3 trips to Disney World in my lifetime, and my daughter's. My wife used to go to Disney World, when she was younger, as a kid, and I never did. My family was, we were a Six Flags family. We would go on the daytime trip to, Six Flags, or a weekend trip to Six Flags. But, yeah, we hadn't been to Disney World since 2016, and it was great. It was a little weird, being at the tail end of this Omicron phase, of trying to stay out of big crowds, or we wore our masks. And we were, after the first day we were there, they lifted the mask mandate so that you had to just only wear it like on transportation, like monorail and stuff like that. But we still wore ours quite a bit. If we were inside or in a crowded situation, if you're like in a long line for a ride and everybody's kind of packed in like sardines or cattle. So, just playing it safe. And amazingly, we all three took rapid tests after we got back, and we were all negative for COVID. So, you know, got that going for us. We were there for about a week, you know, and already we're wanting to go back or plan another trip, maybe another Disney cruise in a couple of years, try to pace ourselves here, need to save up, you know. I've been looking at my finances a lot lately. You know, I'm getting older now. In my 20s, it didn't seem to be a big deal. Like, it didn't seem to matter. They'll be like, whatever, you know. I'll be fine, you know. And then I ran up a considerable credit card debt in my mid-20s, along with an fiance at the time, who paid a portion of her share back before she suddenly decided she didn't owe anything else and left me stuck with a few $1,000s worth of debt. But in my late 20s, I managed to pay it off, and then after that, I got more serious about finances. Although I'm not one to really look at my 401k on a regular basis. But in the last week, I've been watching it more closely, kind of assessing, you know, where it's going, and, you know, if I want to increase investments. I increased a little bit. They've got the different levels, the fixed investment or a balanced investment or a more risky investment, you know. When I started off, I just did fixed. I'm like, that way I'll have more money on each paycheck, you know. And then later realized after the whole debt thing, maybe I should, So I moved everything to a full balanced investment, which is where it's been for quite a few years. I think I've had it that way for over 10 years. Like, I don't get too risky with it, you know. I'm like, I could win big on this thing, or, you know, if things don't go so good, that might be a different story. So, but if I watched it more often, maybe I could get a handle on, like, investment trends and, you know, like, pull out when, so to speak. That sounds kind of bad. You know, bump it up when things are good, and, you know, then if I start to see things kind of decline, maybe let's hold off on how much we're investing, you know. But I'm not a stock market guy as such. So, but I think in terms of finances, my family will be in good shape. Like, I looked up online, like, you know, how much do they advise you to have in your 401k, you know, for retirement? When I looked at the total I had in there, I felt pretty good. Until I looked at what some of the experts say, you know. It's like 4 times your salary by the time you're 40 or something. And I'm like, yep, didn't make that. I don't know if I'm going to make that, but I don't know if those are... Like, does that mean if you don't have that, you're going to be destitute by the time, you know, by the time you've been retired 5 years? I don't think so. So, I don't know. Anyway, it's all just, I don't have a head for finances, for numbers. When I think about the future, one thing that I find of a particular comfort is that my daughter is very good in math. And also, she's thrifty. She doesn't spend her money, you know, like, she doesn't overspend. Like, she's like, do I need that? No, okay. So, got a good level head on her shoulders for that stuff. So, I think, she's smarter than both me and my wife combined, I believe. So, she's probably going to have a more profitable life than either one of us. But, so, I don't know. whole middle class thing and whatever. So, my anxiety's been up. I was starting to think maybe I had, you know, like with my anxiety disorder, that it was getting easier to cope with as I aged. Like maybe as I got older. Yeah, I've never been so wrong in my life about something. Except when I was engaged to that ex-fiancé I was talking about. But, you know, I went off my meds in August. I kind of tapered off from them and stopped going to my shrink. Because I was thinking, I got this. Big mistake. Huge. So, I have an appointment to go back to my shrink next week and start that going again. Like, but I was on like 3 different meds for, you know, depression and anxiety, and I'm like, I don't know if I need 3 different medications. I don't know. So, I have this bad habit of trying to reassure a doctor that I'm fine. It's like, that, you know, I'm not going to be, like, I'm in pretty good shape. Obviously, for physical stuff, you can't really bluff. You can only bluff so far, but mentally, really mental health, you know, there are ways. You know, downplaying things. It's hard to tell in just like a half-hour session on somebody what they're going through. So, and I've got a good shrink, so, you know, I mean, she's perceptive, but she can only go off of what I tell her is going on. So I need to just go in there and be like, yep, kind of a basket case right now, because there's been a lot of, well, I mean, like last summer when I decided to stop taking the meds, I felt like my emotions were kind of blunted, like, you know, like I wasn't really feeling as many emotions, as much emotion as I thought I should. Boy, those were the days. I mean, they're all over the place now. I'm just like constantly worrying about things, about the future. I'll think about the past a lot, of like how things used to be, and you know. Anyway, all right, I'm around the block now. That was a pretty good pace. Let's see. I've been paying attention to the health app on my phone. I didn't realize that it measures, you know, how much you walk and your steps and stuff. Never realized that until recently. See, now it says 50 degrees. Yeah, I'm at 0.9 miles for the day. Some days I got up to like 5 or 6, like, there were 2 days during Disney World that I got 7.8 miles for the day. And now this week, it's like, your average miles per day is less than it was last week. I'm like, well, no shit. Of course it is. I'm not in Disney World now. I'm not walking so much. But I need to keep that going. So. All right. More later. Oh, my gosh. It is gorgeous outside. It is now about 2:40 p.m. same day, and it is 63 degrees outside. This feels amazing. Feels so good outside right now. And that rain that they said we were going to get, we haven't gotten it. Hasn't, at least not this part of town. They kept saying light rain will start in 6 minutes. We'll go on for 14 minutes. It's like, like 3 or 4 different messages like that came up at different times when I was checking the weather today. So I'm becoming a oh my gosh, poor doggy. Wow, dogs are in that fenced in backyard chasing each other around. Yeah, apparently I'm becoming a weather junkie or something. I don't know, but next couple days, it's supposed to be pretty cloudy and high around like 39, and then it's supposed to get warmer on the weekend. Oh, sidewalk chalk. I love sidewalk chalk. It's the first sidewalk chalk instance I have seen this year. They've even got a little hopscotch. You know, kids still do hopscotch. But they've got drawn on the sidewalk here. Aw. That wasn't here yesterday. So must have just done it. So, yeah, I had to step away from my work. As I said, I'm working from home today. There are some documents that get misdirected to us by email, and we have to send them along to this other department. And we get them about once every 2 months or so. And every time we do, we will send to the email address they said, and they will come back at us and tell us that it should have gone to a different, different email address or a different specific person. It changes every time. Like, every time. And they always try to make us feel stupid or look stupid, and they're of a higher job rank than us. So, luckily, our boss has got her back on it, and she's stuck up for us a few times on it, because you know, like, every time, like, just tell us one thing, or they'll be like, send it, you need to send it to this other email address unless you can tell it's for a vendor. And we're like, we don't have the background to tell if it's a vendor or not, and we're not even getting enough documentation to tell us, usually. Like, even if we did know, I don't know, it doesn't. So, you know, one time we asked them for specifics, to clarify what they were talking about, and it was like, and the answer we got was like, oh, I don't know, that's not in my job description. I was like, well, it's not in ours either. We're not even supposed to get the dang things. So, anyway, finally, I ended up, you know, forwarding the document we have now to the email address they said, and then I forwarded everything to my boss to let her know. It's like, see, we're trying. We're trying to do what the hell they want. Anyway, but I'll be physically back in the office tomorrow. We're on a new hybrid schedule. We're allowed to work 7 days a month at home, and you know, any 7 days, and the rest of the days we got to be physically in the office now. So, you know, whatever. Whatever they want. You know. Oh God, my back hurts. Oh. Well, I was on vacation in Disney World. I did some recording. Now, I did not take the voice recorder that I'm using right now to talk to you. I didn't take that voice recorder. I wasn't going to record. Like, I thought about it, and I thought, nah, I don't think I want to. And then after we got there, like, there was a day we were at, I think we were at Epcot. And I finally just decided, you know, I'll do some recording. So I recorded on my phone. I haven't done extensive recording on my phone like that since I got this phone. And I just kind of, you know, ever so often over the course of the next few days, I would record on my phone. And I would just, like, carry the phone around and getting some Disney World ambiance. And I don't even know how much footage I ended up with. I think I've got over 4.5 hours in raw footage. And I need to go through some of it. I kind of skimmed through some. Like the day after we got back, like last Thursday, I listened to a few clips here and there. Very interesting results. Because sometimes I would keep it recording when I went to check a different app, like when I checked my health app to see, you know, how many miles we had walked so far that day. and the sound will drop off when I did that, which I didn't know would happen. And it comes up and it drops off and it comes up and it drops off. So the results are very interesting, and it's going to be an interesting audio piece to put up at some point. I don't know if I have enough mental energy to attack it right now. Maybe after I get back on my anti-anxiety meds, when I get back on those. Or who knows, maybe I'll just take a crack at it, you know? Because I don't know if I want to release all of it, or just cut it down, you know, some of it. I'm actually not sure about my final estimate as to how much was there. It may not be as much as I thought it was, but somewhere around 4 hours or something like that. I don't know. So, but I would record us walking to different rides, or to, you know, through some of the stores and stuff. Did I record at Disney Springs? I might have recorded at Disney Springs. We took the ferry at one point, you know, across the lake, and there were some other kids on it that were singing a song from Encanto, which I haven't seen. Encanto? Oh, you know that one, we don't talk about Bruno. And they were singing a hell of a lot about Bruno, though, I'll tell you. But, we recorded on that, and we'd be standing in line for, you know, to go on a ride, and I would record some of the people around me, some interesting snippets of conversation, I think. Like, you know, it'll take you through these different little winding paths, and at different points you'll be walking past some of the people that you've just seen, and then you'll loop around, you walk past them again, you know, and sometimes there'll be people on either side of you. So yeah, the results are very interesting, very weird, you know. So I also don't know if I'm going to split up the audio, or if I'm going to just release, like, in one big chunk. I don't know. I could do two-hour segments, or two and a half, however it ends up. You know, split up into two. Because I think it was the last full day that we were at Magic Kingdom. It's like our last full day of going around the parks. And I recorded like crazy that day. Like, that day in itself has got to be a couple hours. So maybe make the other stuff the first part. You know, everything before that. Everything recorded before that last day be the first part of it. And then the last day, you know, being a whole second part on its own. I might do that. Just trying to decide. Oh my gosh. My back hurts. I worked in the office yesterday and the day before, and we have ergonomic chairs there, and my kitchen chair, which I sit in when I work from home, is not ergonomically sound, and I'm feeling the result of that in my lower back. Damn, it hurts. So, hello. So, anyway. So yeah, I'll just have to figure out what I want to do with that footage. And I was going to release it as a full episode of the show, and that's the other thing. I don't know if it's going to be a Radio Free Shambles, or I might as well just make it a long Radio Free Shambles episode or two. Like a part one, part two thing. It'll probably be a part one, part two. But it's in like 7 segments on my voice memo app on my phone. Like 7 different segments. So I'll need to piece it all together and see what you know, what the result is. At one point in there I was like, what the hell am I doing? Why am I recording all this? And I almost deleted it. And I thought, no. Hang on to it. In the moment, you don't really know if it's any good or not. Hang on to it and see how it comes out later. You know, see what I think of it later. So that's what I'm going to do. Or that's what I did. And, yeah, maybe, I also thought maybe I'd put a little time in between, like get some distance from it and then listen to it, you know, and see, that might give me a better idea of what, you know, the random listener is going to think of it, you know, as opposed to like I'm still too close to it, you know? So I don't know. I'll decide later. So, all right, heading back home. I'm back onto my street here. Oh, God, my back. So I just keep walking around like this. It'll help it. I don't think I threw it out as such, but it's just, it's strained. Yeah, my daughter got home a few minutes ago from school. I think she adjusted back to the day-to-day routine better than the rest of us. She's younger. I mean, it makes sense that she would. She has to complain. She's not really a complainer. Or if she does, she might just complain to her friends or something. She's more, you know, silently, like, she's more, sometimes she's sullen a little bit, or she'll just be in her room with the door shut, which, that would worry me. I mean, it does kind of concern me a little bit that she goes in there and shuts the door a lot, but, like, that's what my mother has said that I did as a kid, or as a teenager, so, Jackie's a lot like me. Like, she's almost like a female version of me with more smarts. And, so, yeah, she's a lot like me. Oh, man. Those are different dogs you're hearing now to the ones that you heard earlier. Oh, my back itches too. What the hell is that all about? I've been drinking a lot more water lately, which also means I have to pee a lot. I peed just before I left home. Now I feel like I have to again. Oh my God. Not bad. It's about 46 degrees out now. Oh, it's a couple days later. Friday, March the 4th. March 4th, 2022. About 2 p.m. 46 degrees. Sunny. Not as sunny as it. I mean, it's kind of more cloudy than sunny, I would say. The sun's kind of coming out, though. Oh, God, I've got a cold. I'm not sure. I'm trying to remember what I talked about on Wednesday. I don't know if I mentioned having a cold. I think I might have. That said, I was doing all right up until this morning. We're working in the office. We're doing a hybrid schedule now. Because of this wonderful, you know, hopefully coming out of COVID. We'll see. They're talking about, you know, variants, whatever. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, not my point right now. This morning, I was physically in the office. And I'm gonna cross the street because there's a dude on a bike, dude with a dog. Bike, where'd that come from? So I was coughing and sneezing some, and you know, I don't know if my coworkers were worried about that at all, but it was annoying to me. And got to about noon, and I'm like, you know, and my nose was kind of running, and, you know, and finally I said, would anyone mind if I work from home the rest of the day? I said I would just feel better, you know. We were on this mask optional thing inside, you know, the building, and I've been wearing my mask anytime I'm away from my desk. I mean, some people are, some people aren't, you know, that kind of thing. So, but, I still said I would just, I'd feel better just, going home. And the other thing is I was trying to keep from sneezing. Whereas at, you know, if I'm working at home, I can just sneeze, just do it, you know? So, and they're like, oh, that's fine. And my boss actually was working from home today, so got my laptop all set up and everything, and packed up, put away, and you know, in the laptop bag, and with the headphones and the mouse pad and the, everything, and ready to rock. And I went on home. I said I'll be back online after lunch, and I went home and set back up. You know, that's becoming almost a clockwork process. You know, the first couple times I really had to think it out and be like, all right, do I have everything I need? You know, do I have, you know, and now it's to the point where I just kind of do it without really thinking about it. You know, because, you know, we're working in the office more often than not. Like, we're allotted 7 days a month working at home now in my department. Some other departments, they only have to go in like, you know, 3 or 4 days a month. We're going in like whatever the rest of that is, 18 or 19 or whatever it is. And so I emailed my boss and I said, you know, so technically this is a working in the office half a day, work from home half day. I said if it needs to be counted as a full day working from home, I'm fine with that. She just emailed back and said, you're good, hope you feel better. So I'm still working at home this afternoon. I mean, I'm feeling all right. You know, it's not like I'm, like, dead to the world, you know. I mean, I'm walking, doing my walk around the block right now, so. But I'm sniffly. So I've got the weekend to hopefully kind of recuperate from that. And we'll see. Anyway, I could feel a sneeze coming. I could feel it coming now, but I don't know. So, had a doctor's office. I can't talk. Maybe I shouldn't record right now. No, I had a doctor's appointment yesterday afternoon. Actually, I've got a bunch of doctor's appointments coming up. It's from various things. Everything kind of came due at the same time, you know. Like, oh, you're due for a physical, you're due for, like, an eye doctor appointment, and, you're due for your dental appointment. Everything kind of just fell into place at once. So, yeah. So I'm doing that whole thing, and I had to go back. This was a follow-up from a physical I had in January for my blood pressure, because it was kind of high in January, and I went back, and it's still high. Actually, I think it's a little higher now than it was before, which is sad because I had a whole Disney vacation in the middle of that. But yesterday, when they took it, I think the first time it was 144 over 80, and the second time it had come down to like 136 over 88 or something like that. I think that's what it was. Either way, that was high. So, ordered they ordered me up some blood pressure medication, which I need to pick up when I get off work. So hopefully that should help. And you know, so I got to deal with that. And it turns out I've got, there's like a cyst on my back. I had this condition, you know, around 10 years ago, I had this condition, I don't remember even what it's called, where every so often I would get a cyst on my back or on my butt, and it would have to be drained and all that stuff. And then finally, whatever the condition is, there was a surgery that I had, which I talked about on an early episode of my show, Eclectic Symmetry, where I talked about having the surgery in, I think it was like March or April of 2014. So right on 8 years ago, and been clear ever since. Now I've got a cyst. So I'm like, and they did say that this condition could come back. It's not fatal by any means. I mean, it's benign, all that stuff, but it's not something you want to keep, you know. So I got to go back tomorrow morning and have this cyst looked at, because yesterday was a nurse visit and the doctor was busy. So I had to book another appointment, and his schedule was kind of piled up for a while here. So I was able to get an appointment with a different doctor in the same hospital. So I'm going tomorrow morning at 8:30 to have that looked at, which is loads of fun. That's so lovely. I'm like, here we go again. I don't know if that means I'll have to have another surgery or what, but I'll just have to see what they say, because I don't want to. And it's not, the cyst isn't really quite like they used to be before, you know. Just like a little dry patch, basically, like a dry bumpy patch. So anyway, so yeah, I didn't get this episode released Wednesday night, so I'm gonna go ahead and add to it, and then hopefully get it released tonight is the plan. That's the mail truck right now, delivering mail, is what you hear next to me. I'm gonna think about the past and stuff, and I'm trying to do that in a constructive way, like not in a wistful, mournful way, which I tend to do sometimes, you know, like missing the past and what, you know, what has come and gone, and you know, those times won't happen again, and you know, it makes me really sad sometimes. And I'm trying to see it in a more constructive light, you know, or the way you're supposed to reminisce. And I've been thinking about 2003 lately, because last night my wife and I were watching a How I Met Your Mother episode, and the song The Wind by Cat Stevens was in an episode. I listen to the wind of my soul. Where I end up, what I think, only God really knows. Just a really beautiful little, like 2-minute song. And it reminds me of the summer of 2003, when I rented a room in a friend's house that went to a church I was going through to at the time. And I was 28, and you know, that summer, like, they would have like small groups for the church, and some of my friends were part of the church, and you know, I'd made friends through the church and everything, and there was just a lot of really good memory. I remember it as being a very, you know, a very good summer. It was you know, I was kind of off on my own, though, sometimes. You know, I was introverted, so I didn't always want people around all the time. But even so, and that song reminds me of that summer, because I bought the Rushmore soundtrack on CD that summer, and that was on it. So today I've just been kind of thinking about that summer a lot, and you know, like I said, I mean, sometimes it does make me sad to think about times that have come and gone, and I don't see those people anymore. I'm Facebook friends with some of them, but like their posts never come up on my feed, you know, from the algorithm for whatever reason. You know, maybe they don't really post much. I haven't been posting much lately. Every time I go on Facebook and look on the news feed, it's all, everything's depressing. It's all Russia and the Ukraine. Just, you know, it's I mean, I care, you know. It's just, you can't dwell on that stuff all the time. I'm trying to maintain a healthy distance from it while still, you know, being invested, you know, emotionally in the whole situation of the Ukraine, hoping everything, you know, hoping this thing gets resolved soon, and, you know, but, and 2003 was a important year for the Overnightscape, because that's actually when the Overnightscape started. Ooh, here's that hopscotch. I'm walking over it, heading toward my house. There's a hopscotch that's at the sidewalk chalk. Frank started the Overnightscape. What? Did he start in March? So this is almost 19 years, I think. Yeah, it'll be the Overnightscape's 19th anniversary this month. That's cool. Happy anniversary, Frank. So that was a big, I mean, I wasn't listening yet in 2003. I didn't start listening to the Overnightscape till around 2010, 2011. Shortly before I started my own shows and stuff. But it's kind of a magic year. And then there was a war going on then too. You know, the whole Iraq thing. And so it was Afghanistan and all. It's, wow. It's weird to think of, like, I'm 47 now. You know, think of time passing by and, oh, it's just bizarre. And I'm like, was that really 19 years ago? I mean, it feels like 19 weeks ago, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, back home now. Milo's in the window. We'll go ahead and close up the show here. Appreciate you listening. I'll do another one again fairly soon. No, that's not going to be the end of the episode. I'm going to have more to say. I have an hour left of work, but then I'll have more to say, because I'm kind of thinking out some stuff, and I realize I have more to say. So yeah, so, trying to get my coughing out before I started recording again. It's not really all right. Anyway. So, same day, about 4:20 p.m., I am heading over to Meijer to pick up my prescription, my blood pressure medication, which I don't know if I start. I don't know if I'm supposed to start it tonight. Oh, turn that off. Only too much copyright music on the show. I don't know whether I'll start taking that tonight or tomorrow morning. I don't know. I'll find out. It should say on the medicine bottle or whatever. If not, I'll ask them. So anyway, so I've been thinking about nostalgia. I've touched on it a couple of times in the show.
just thinking back to things and like the present seeming like such a bad time, or a, you know, like there's a lot of trouble going on, you know, like I'm getting old. You know, I'm starting to call myself old. I'm starting to get, like, I resisted that for a long time. Like, for a long time. I'd be like, no, I don't want to call myself old. Because, like, even when, like, when my wife called herself old, I'd be like, no, you can't call yourself old. Because if you call yourself old, then I've got to be old, too. Because I'm older than you. But I'm a year and a half older than her. And, but I'm starting to kind of go, all right, fine. You know what? Universe, you win. You want me to be old? I'll have to end up being old, I guess. I'm getting older all the time. It's not... I can't do a Benjamin Button. I can't rewind everything and, you know, regress backward. I don't know that I would want to. When you get right down to it, I don't know. I don't know that I would want to do that. But, being young again would be nice in a way, but also... I think I would also have to go through all the things that I went through in the past. And that's something about nostalgia, is that you tend to, when you're looking back, like when I look back at like 2003, you know, the summer of 2003, and, you know, all those good times, that, you know, with those friends, not that we were really that close, those friends that I had at that time, we weren't that close. It was just like a kind of a big group of like a general camaraderie kind of a thing. You know, and there were cookouts, and there were, you know, other kinds of parties, and, you know, one girl lived near a lake, and, you know, there was, like, a big tire swing where you would, like swing over the lake and not back, but, you know, like that, and I remember that, you know, just stuff like that, like, it sticks out in my head, but, like, I don't remember, unless I really think about it, I know that I was, you know, I had a lot of anxiety going, and that was before I was diagnosed with my anxiety disorder, so I didn't know what it was, that I just knew that it was something, you know, I knew it was something, and having that information is actually a comfort in a way, because I'm like, this is very treatable. You know, if I don't go off the meds and screw that up and have to go back and start all over with that whole thing. But, you know, you think of the good things, but you don't remember necessarily the uncertainty that you went through. Like I don't, if I think back to an earlier time in my life, I usually don't think of it as having the uncertainty that was going on, and like I didn't know, like there's, you always have uncertainty that you carry with you, basically you can't get away from it, and but when you think back, that's not part of the picture that you have of that time. Like I was looking at some of the old OnSug posts, right? And like I did a search on something. I don't remember what it was. And one of the posts that it came up with was a show that I did right about 2 years ago, nearly 2 years, like right at the start of the pandemic of COVID and COVID-19. If you're not sure which pandemic I'm talking about, but like, the episode was just called Out. It was an episode of this show. It was called Out. And it was, like, the first time that I had basically left the house in over a week, I think. And I was just going for a drive. Right now, gas prices are freaking insane. I just passed a gas station where gas is $4.09 a gallon. That's part of that is due to all this war stuff going on right now. But I at that time gas was, I mean, gas got really low in price. I can't remember exactly how far down it got, but because nobody was going anywhere. Nobody was burning gas, you know, because we were all, like, everybody was, the thing about the COVID, the early lockdown and the pandemic, it was like, there was this feeling of, okay, you better stay your ass home, okay? And I had this weird, nostalgia for that time, where it just felt like, okay, my wife and daughter and I are going to be safe as long as we stay the fuck home. As long as we don't come into contact with any other human beings right now, we're gonna be all right, you know. Like, the first was like, okay, 2 weeks and this will be done, like 2 weeks to flatten the curve, and then you know, the curve is like a parabola, and then it becomes, you know, but I have a weird nostalgia for that time. Just looking at, like, the show art for that episode, the out episode, it's a picture of me sitting on the floor in my living room, kind of longish hair and a goatee, which I've got a goatee now again, but I just got my hair cut, so, you know. And just thinking back at that time, I mean, there was a definite uncertainty. I was probably the most uncertain that I had ever been at that point, as far as, you know, the situation, what was going to happen in the world. Well, maybe like 9/11 also was one of those times, you know. But, like, you look back and you're like, well, it was kind of fun to. Okay, buddy, you almost cut me off there. I mean, it was kind of fun to, like, we did a lot of stuff together, like, you know, my family, like, you know, just in the house, like, we did a lot of stuff, like, playing games, and, you know, it was basically just, we were just each other's world in a more extreme way than usual, and we played Jackbox online with some friends, and I recorded some of that. I released some of that audio on a Falling Cloud Compendium, but I have more that I want to release, but, you know, and like, just seeing people on like, on Zoom, like, seeing, like, your friends and stuff when you can't see them in person, but at least you've got Zoom, and, my daughter and I went to see my mom, a couple weeks into the pandemic, where it was like, we basically surprised her. You know, I called her and said, come outside the house. And we were standing, like, across the street. It was, like, one of the first, like, really nice days of that year, of 2020. Like, really nice weather-wise of 2020. And we just had a really great conversation just across, you know, just calling across the street to each other. Like, we didn't get, you know, we didn't hug each other or anything. So there was that kind of sadness there. But, like, you know, we couldn't, you know, get closer, but, you know, there was that. So that was such a weird time, early pandemic, you know, and not know, but the uncertainty I keep getting back to, it's always there with you, but when you look back, it's not, because you know what happened, you know how it came out, you know that they were able to come up with the vaccines, and you know, things are somewhat better now, even though COVID is not eradicated, and is let's be fair, is not going to be eradicated anytime soon. But it's becoming easier to treat and to deal with, and fewer people are contracting it, you know, at the moment. And there's a light at the end of the tunnel kind of thing, and, you know, and that's what I always forget. Like, even, like, a year ago, you know, well, not quite a year ago. What did I do? Grand jury duty. It was, like, in May and June of last year. You know, I felt like, oh my God, I've got to do this for 8 weeks. And now I look back and go, it was fine. Everything went fine. I'm not saying things are always going to be fine, but that's something I need to remember. Like, my anxiety spikes, and you know, I'm like things are never gonna be, but like I'm just gonna, like, you know, all the negative thinking, like, you know, in a couple years I'm gonna look back at this time probably and be like, you know, things were, it was fine, things were, you know, got together with we went to Disney World, that was a great trip, and you know, like, I got together with my mom, like, I think the Sunday we're getting together with my mom and going to the old book barn in Forsyth, which is a place that we used to go. We used to go to that store a long time ago. It's basically in an actual barn with, you know, tons of old books, and they've got cats. They've got cats that you can't pet because they will bite you. But the cats basically just, like, they live in the store, and they're like a permanent fixture. And I don't even know. There's like three or four of them. Last I knew, but. You know, and like, if we go Sunday, which I think we're gonna do, you know, we'll have that, and you know, just there'll be things to look back on, and maybe the trick is to get in, for me to be in the mindset that it's gonna be okay. I mean, obviously, duh, but like that things are actually okay, but I just don't know it. I mean, eventually, things happen that are not okay. Like, eventually, you know, I'm going to have more loved ones pass away, and, you know, there's going to be all that. You know, I'm going to go through, you know, things that I probably can't even imagine right now, but that's the thing. I can't even imagine, like, what the future is going to look like, because I, you know, from 2003, I never could have imagined what my life would be like now, you know, both the good and the bad, both like the, I wouldn't have known, you know, that I was going to get married and have the kid that I have and have the wife that I have. And, you know, I also wouldn't have been able to even, speculate about the whole pandemic thing and just different stuff like that. And, you know, so it's impossible to prepare for that stuff. Like, if that's, like, that's a component of the anxiety too. Like, it was like, if I just think about this enough, I can figure out exactly how to handle it ahead of time and be prepared. And you can be prepared for some things, but you can't completely be prepared for everything. You know, you can't, you know, life is going to throw curveballs, and it's more like you just kind of bounce with it, you know, when it does, as opposed to being ready for everything in advance. And I just need to work out just how to have fun in the meantime. Just enjoy the moment instead of ruining the moment by, you know, like constantly, you know, worrying about all of it. So anyway, I gotta go get my medicine now. Okay, I'm back out of the store. Driving on. And, I'll tell you something. I'm not a fan. I can wear the mask as long as I need to, right? Like, I'm like, you know what? I can wear the mask. But I dislike the feeling when you're wearing a mask and you're in public and your nose starts to run. Like, oh my God, no! No! Hate that. So anyway, I just want to say that. But there's like quite a few people, like, there's no sign of any kind at Meijer now, as far as, like, you know, you need to wear a mask when you go in. Like, some stores are saying, you know, you have to wear a mask. Some are not. Like, this one, like, Meijer didn't, at least the Meijer I was just in, there's not a sign. At the same time, there were about, I would estimate about 3 or 4 out of every 10 people I saw were wearing a mask, which is actually more than it was, you know, during the early Omicron phase, which is weird. Like I was in there one day, and, you know, they had the sign up saying, you know, that you had to wear a mask, but, you know, hardly anybody was wearing them. So, like, there's more people wearing masks now when they're you know, maybe there's something to that, you know, people saying that mandates are not necessarily a good thing. Because it seems like more people will wear them when you're not demanding they wear them. I don't know. I still don't know exactly where I am on that whole debate, the mandate debate. But whatever. Anyway. So, yeah. So I got my meds, and I'm all taken care of. I had my recorder with me, but I didn't record anything in the store. I was like, nah, screw it, you know. But yeah, that was a really good monologue I did just then, just before this bit. We're talking about the nostalgia and everything. I'm proud of myself for that bit. So, I mean, at the beginning of this year, I told myself this is going to be a good year. Like, I know that's not always a good thing to tell yourself, because it's easy for it to not be true, you know, to not come true, or like any kind of resolution you make at the beginning of the year, you know. But it's like I told myself that I don't have to be perfect, you know, that this is a process. This is a process that I'm doing, you know, where I'm just trying to improve my physical health and my mental health. And this past week, actually, ever since I got back from Disney, and I realized how much walking I'd been doing, and I just want to keep that momentum going, I haven't been walking as much as I did in Disney World, because it's almost impossible, unless I, like, you know, walk all the way across Bloomington every day and back or something, you know. But, you know, I've gotten better about not eating as much. I actually had a salad a couple of times this week, and, you know, another day I just had a little bowl of chili, and, you know, I mean, like, so I'm pacing myself a little more and not just, like, you know, munging on stuff every meal, you know, like, I'm not telling my, and also, this is like 2 days in a row, and this would be the third if I get through it, I don't know, of not having any soda, which is good for me to do. Like, not the soda's good for me. I know soda's not good for me, but that's kind of my vice, you know. Some people got cigarettes, or they got alcohol, or they got, you know, meth. I've just got, like, soda pop, you know, good old Pepsi or Coke or Cherry Coke or whatever. And I drink altogether too much of it. So I've been, I'm going to tell myself, you know what, you're going to have a grape juice, you know, or you're going to have water, or, you know, something like that. And like at work, they don't have bottled water anymore. They used to have. And, but like, and like currently soda is free. That's kind of like a perk to going in, you know, like it's been free for a while. So that's very dangerous. You know, it's like easy to just go to the machine and just get a free soda. And it's like, oh, well, let's get another free soda can. It's like, did I have two today? Oh, screw it. I'll have another one. You know, that used to be my move. And, so, you know, now I'll get a can of grape juice. They've got that, and I'm like, all right, that's, you know, that's better for me at least. You know, there's not so much with calories, but there's no added sugar and whatever, and so but you know, instead of water, like, they have, like, that bubbly, like, that sparkly, like, that carbonated water that's flavored. And so the first couple times, I'm like, this stuff is just nasty, but, like, I'm getting used to it. Like, it's not so bad. And I'm like, there's zero calories, you know. Like, if I forget, like, I do have, like, a bottle that I can bring, and I can put water on it, because we do have an ice machine with, you know, like an ice water machine thing, and I can use that. But if I forget to bring it, you know, I can still at least get a water equivalent, sort of, you know, like zero calories, it's just carbonated, and just tastes funky, weird, but, you know, it's no longer intolerable to me, like, I can handle it, you know. So I don't know. But I don't know if I'm gonna, like, I'm not gonna force myself to never have soda, because that doesn't work for me. I've talked about it on my shows for many years. Probably since I've been doing shows. Like, I'll be like, I know I shouldn't drink soda, but damn, it's good, you know. So tasty. But, you know, I'm definitely cutting way down. So every so often, you know, maybe I can have a Pepsi, but, you know, that's more of a treat and not, like, the norm, you know. So anyway, and I like, the thing also is that I'm not making my ultimate goal to lose weight, because that's not going to work. You know, it's not going to work to go, oh, what's that number on the scale? Oh my God, I'm doing a horrible job. No, I need to see it more holistically of, like, you know, like, every little bit helps. You know, whenever I take the stairs instead of the elevator, that helps. You know, whenever I choose water over soda, that helps. Whenever I take a walk, that helps. Whenever I have a salad instead of a burger, that helps. You know, like, et cetera, et cetera. So, I feel proud of what I've been doing this week on that. Like, to, you know, toward a more healthy life. And, like, it's not too late. Like, I know I didn't do it in my 20s and my 30s, but, you know, I'm 47, but, like, it's not too late, basically. It's not too late to make positive changes for myself. You know, it's not too late to save more money. Like, I just increased the amount that I'm putting in my 401k per paycheck, and, you know, it's just, it's not too late. That's basically, that's my theme right now. That's my theme. So, anyways, I know I said earlier, thanks for listening, but really, you know, thanks again for listening. This is going to be the end of the show after the little closing music, the Jimbo closing music, which I don't want to forget to put on the show when I release it, so I'll do that in a little while. This is a very bumpy road that I'm right near my house. They were working on it, when we got home from Disney World. I haven't seen them working on it anymore, and they really need to, but, oh God, that was a speed bump. You'd think I'd be used to the speed bumps by now. 13 years of living in my house, and I still sometimes zip along on the street, and then I'm like, plump, 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 plump. So, anyway, thanks again for listening, and I'll release another show soon. Soon, soon, soon. Soon, soon, soon be home. That was in Rushmore as well. That song by The Who. A quick one while he's away. We'll soon be home. Soon be home.
Got so excited that I mailed my undershirt. Parcel post to Detroit, Michigan. Detroit, Michigan. I got so excited that I mailed my undershirt. Parcel post to Detroit, Michigan. Detroit, Michigan. Got so excited that I threw my tennis shoes all the way over the People's Bank Building, the People's Bank Building. I got so excited I threw my tennis shoes all the way over the People's Bank Building, the People's Bank Building in Bloomington, Illinois. In Bloomington, Illinois.